Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me this morning, I have librarian Margot O'Connell talking about the new things that are happening at the library. Thanks for coming in this morning, Margot.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So it's been a weird summer.
Yeah.
It's been a weird time, and for a while it's been pretty really distant at the library, but starting this week, things are opening back up. What is that looking like?
Yeah, so yesterday was our very first day of actually having the building open since we closed, which I believe was March 15th. So Oof. It's been months for us. So we are doing this is kind of stage two in our reopening process. So right now the library is open to the public Wednesday through Saturday. The building is actually open. You can come in, you can browse, you can use a computer. Mm-hmm. And that is from 11 to 6. And then on Sunday through Tuesday, we're actually closing the building to the public and only offering walk-up service. So those hours are a little different. It's going to be Sundays from 12 to 4, and then Monday and Tuesday also from 11 to 6, but only at the window on the water side of the library, which is what we've been doing for the last month or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're coming into the library sometime between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday, does it look different inside? How is the new operating procedure?
Yeah, it's going to look very, very different. So we have pretty much rearranged all of our things. You're going to walk in, you're not going to see really any furniture, except for in the computer lab. The computer lab has also been moved from its regular location to the multipurpose room. You're going to see tape on the floor, marking out 6 feet of distance. Like I said, really limited seating, really limited tables. Mm-hmm. So just visually, it's going to be a little bare when you get there. It's kind of hard to get used to.
Yeah. It had been set up as like a really inviting place of like, come and hang out.
Yeah.
And now it's like, come in, but don't hang out.
Yeah. And that really is, I think, going to be the biggest change for people. Mm-hmm. Is like we want to encourage people, if you're comfortable with it, come on in and get your business done. And, you know, we miss seeing everybody every day. It's been a very lonely in there. But we are encouraging people not to hang out. You know, you can't really linger. You can't really set up camp for the day. Think that, you know, sort of treat it like the grocery store, maybe like go okay. in with a list and kind of what you need and get your business done. And then we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Now, you said the computer lab is open and that mm-hmm. does kind of require lingering to
yes.
do your is there a time limit for how long you can use the computers? What's that looking like?
Yeah. So at the moment, all of the computers are limited to 1 hour per day. So you'll need to come see us at the desk and get a pass. And then, you know, get in there. You'll have an hour. We're not offering any extensions on that. So, you know, again, kind of think about what you need to do before you come in. Mm-hmm. We do have printing set up. And the good news is all of the printing is free right now because we're not asking for, you know, cash payments from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for books and things, too. Like, even if you have a late fee or something you need to replace, you can either go ahead and pay it online or we'll just sit tight because we're not not really handling any money in the building right
yeah.
now.
So for the services that you had been offering previously, which was pretty contactless of mm-hmm. basically, you know, ordering in a book or getting those surprise bundles from the librarians, is that something that's still going to be offered with this new new opening hours?
Yeah, definitely. So we're pretty much just trying to accommodate for everybody's comfort mm-hmm. level right now. So we're going to continue to offer surprise bundles for both youth and adults. So you can contact myself, you can contact Maite, the youth services librarian, and we're happy to continue putting those together. We also really encourage people, you can still put your own holds on online and we can get those all ready to go for you at the front desk. So when if you do come in, you can just come check them out and you'll be all good to go. All of the online services are still available. So audiobooks and ebooks, you can make purchase requests online, mm-hmm. all of those kinds of things. So, and then like I said, the walk-up windows will still be available Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So you can come and talk to a librarian that way. So you're not actually in the building.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
And you mentioned with, I've been reading Maite's name a lot on the community calendar. There's a lot of programming going on and that's still continuing. So what are some of the programs that the library is offering this summer?
Yeah, definitely. So Maite has been doing an awesome job with the programs. We have lots of options for youth. Everything just looks a little different than how it normally does. So We have summer reading programs like we always do, and those are for ages, you know, infant all the way up through adults. And we also have some online options for summer reading this year, which we haven't done in the past. So that's, you can do both. You can do either. We aren't going to be offering any in-person programming for the foreseeable future. We're just really pumping the brakes on that. But we have some alternatives. So there's a weekly story quilt program that Maite does, which is kind of like a virtual story time for the younger kiddos. And those are available on our Facebook page every Thursday. They also go up early on the Sick of Babies and Books Facebook page Wednesday evening. So that's like a reading, a rhyme, an activity, a craft that she pre-records. And then you can watch that whenever you like.
Nice.
We have a teen and tween weekly challenge on Thursdays. So we post that on the Facebook and on the Sick of Public Library Teens Instagram. There are prize options for that as well. It's usually a challenge. Like, there have been some virtual museum challenges. Some have been, like, you know, to visit markets around the world using, you know, a Google Maps program and things like that. So those are really fun. The Teen Advisory Board is also meeting monthly, so, and you're welcome to join that at any time. It's just ages 13 and up. And then in addition to all of those things, there are kind of various one-off or repeating programs for children and teens. And then something really exciting that just got started up again is in partnership with Sitka Conservation Society, the Youth Services is also offering a weekly snack program. So that is also available through the walk-up window. And you just come to the window. This is available for youth of any age. It's not income-based at all. We don't ask for any information, but you can come. You can pick up breakfast. And then there are also kind of games and weekly challenges that go along with that program.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So those are all going on all summer.
That's, I mean, even for like a limited physical opening of the library, there's still a lot going on and still a lot of services that are being provided by the library, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, we've been keeping really busy this whole time. So it's been kind of, it's been a challenge for us to figure out, you know, kind of what we can do and what that's going to look like. But yeah, it's been, you know, it's been good.
It's been an adventure.
Yeah, for sure.
So for the hours that are currently for the library, this is going to be kind of what it's going to look like, at least for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
As situations change, you might see a change at the library.
You know, we keep telling people pretty much everything is subject to change right now, but we're going to try this and we're going to see how it goes. We really are. We do need the public's help if we want to keep the building open or have the building open. So we really encourage people, you know, wear a mask, keep your distance, try and work with us because, you know, it's going to kind of depend on how things go and how people are able to work within these rules, whether or not we can keep these hours or if we have to readjust. So we're just kind of staying open to things, and then we'll let everybody know as anything changes, because I'm sure something will.
Most likely. That seems to be the only normal right now, is everything is changing.
Right, exactly.
On a daily basis. So just to go over those hours one more time. So the building itself will be open Wednesday through Saturday.
Yes.
11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And the walk-up window is going to be open only Sundays through Tuesdays.
Right.
Sunday from noon to 4, Tuesday 11 to 6.
Yes.
Awesome. And we can still have all those, like, making reservations online, just coming to pick up things, all the great services that the library has come up with these last couple of weeks still happening.
Yes, exactly. And if anyone has, you know, any questions, or you're not sure, or you can't remember because half the time I can't remember, just give us a call. We're in the building, you know, 7 days a week. There's almost always someone there who is happy to walk you through kind of, you know, how everything works or explain some things to you so you can get some more information. So
wonderful.
Just give us a call, and that's 747-4020.
Excellent. Well, Margo, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and hopefully you'll see a lot more masked faces coming into the library this week.
Thanks for having me.